case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
BJ and Jamie.
It is the shopping season. The season to shop.
We're almost there.
By the way, Amazon Prime or whatever, the Black Friday deals start tomorrow.
That's pretty cool, too.
Tomorrow.
Amazon, man, do they have a racket going. I mean, they are the biggie. But there is one that's out there that people are talking about.
Alibaba?
They're saying that. No.
Oh.
Do we have Alibaba? Can you order from Alibaba?
I think you can.
I think you can too.
I tried, but the thing with Alibaba is it's bulk.
Yeah.
So, like, if you wanted to get a fishing pole, say, you have to get, like, 100 of them.
It's kind of like Costco online.
Yeah, but, like, kind of junky.
Well, and then there's that Temu.
Yeah, that
is. You know, that's out there. Yeah. I get their ads all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is called Capital One Shopping. It's you don't have to be Capital One customer. You don't have to have the credit card, nothing like that. It's just something they've started online. Now, the reviews are huge. They're very, very good. They're saying that this thing is the closest thing yet to take on Amazon.
Well, they're actually saying it's better because what they do is they shop all the coupons that are available out there, and they compare pricing, so that part's good. Now, I went to go and sign up for it. The only thing I don't like is that they basically want me to agree that they'll share my information with 100,000 websites.
Yeah.
So yep, I clicked out.
And especially the retailers that you like and you shop all the time.
Yep. Right. And so for me, I'm already inundated with ads. And so I just didn't want to do that part.
Yeah. I don't really care because I think that I'm going to get ads for the rest of my life. All right. That's just the way it is. It's the world we live in. So it doesn't really matter to me. I just can't figure out how to get into the damn thing. It's got me stumped right now. It just has this big posting on here. You're missing out, BJ.
Oh, no.
What am I missing out on?
I don't know.
But if you sign up for Capital One Shopping, it's absolutely free. Now, here's what I didn't realize. When I started reading the article, we're paying $170-something a year for Amazon?
So Amazon Prime, if you do the one-time annual fee up front, you pay for it all at once the entire year, it's $139. If you pay the $14.99 a month, obviously that makes it $179 for a year.
That is crazy. I thought I was spending like $40.
Me too. I thought it was a $25 membership fee. That's what I thought it was.
I think it was at one point, right? When they first started, I think it was.
And you're in. You pay that once a year. You're Amazon all the way. Shipping's free. The whole big deal. I didn't realize we're paying $15 a month.
And then there's all kinds of add-ons, right? Like Amazon Music is extra. And the reading, whatever you can get, you know, books. That's extra. Like there's a bunch of extra crap. It's really ridiculous.
I'm going to give this free one a shot.
I just don't like agreeing to 100,000 websites.
Yeah.
So I clicked out.
Some people are going to feel that way. Some people aren't. Some people are going to sign up.
Just read it. I mean, before y'all sign up, it is getting great reviews. I agree with BJ because it does do all the coupon shopping and it does all the comparison shopping for you. So that's like kind of like Roku or whatever. Was it Roku that did that too?
Rakuten.
Rakuten.
Yeah.
What is Roku?
Roku is like a streaming.
Yeah.
I was way. It started with an R.
Yeah.
Give me that. They sound the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so just read the. You know, read all the reviews and read the fine print.
Yeah. This is, just so you guys know, it's a browser extension. So you have to do it on a PC to make it work. It's not going to work on your phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. It's on a desktop.
Yeah.
Well, then why would they have an app?
It says once installed on your desktop browser on
the
website.
No, they have. I'm on the app right now.
Yeah, they have the app. They have an app, but there's a lot to agree to.
Well, the website doesn't make it sound like they have
no,
an app.
No, I'm with him. He's not lying. Yeah. It does say on your desktop. It doesn't even mention an app. Well, he's in the fine print. No, I'm reading it with him. He's not lying. He's like, not
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. But when you go to their website also, it says that it install the app.
Yeah. It doesn't even mention that. That's weird.
Yeah, not on this one.
It gives you directions on here. But the app is available because I just put it on my phone. I can't figure it out, but I got it on my phone. All right?
Yeah.
So give it a shot if you want to. Capital One Shopping. And again, like Jamie said, the reviews are incredible. Forbes magazine says this thing is a game changer simply because it's free and they do all the searching for you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.